What's up?
What's good?
What are you cleaning?
Huh?
What are you cleaning?
Oh, no, I went to the cleaners.
To do what?
Get my suits out the cleaner.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. How many?
Add 20 pieces a day.
Get a what?
Add 20 pieces to get out.
Of suits?
Of clothes, yeah, dress suits and all that stuff, yeah.
Wow. How many suit outfits is that? Like in total?
It could be, it's probably about 10. Yeah, 10.
So you have 10 suits?
I would give or take.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I mix and match. Like, I have like way more dress shirts than I do like suit ratio, but my motto is I'd rather slack upon dress shirts. That way I can mix and match dress shirts with suits. So it's not like I wear the same suits opening. It's an illusion type feel.
That's a good strategy. It makes you think you have like a lot of suit right. combinations. So
the majority of it is just dress shirts and not like actually like suits.
Gotcha. I have 3 suits, I would say. What's it? I'm always unnecessarily scared to wear my gray suit because I feel like I can sweat through that a lot more.
Oh, the light gray one? The light gray one that you have?
Yeah, but I think that's just irrational because...
No, so every man should have at least 3 suits. They should have a black suit, a navy suit, and a gray pair. I prefer dark gray over light gray just
because... That's what I got.
Yeah, just because like of your strategy, but also think like darker gray you can get away with sweat because it kind of blends into the jacket instead of light gray. But light gray is fly. I can't cap.
Yeah. Every now and then, I had a thought actually the other day. I was like, you know what? I want to wear a suit all the time. Like, be that guy. Because, I don't know, I feel like you get so much more respect. And it's just a biased thing. I mean, that's just how it is. Only because, this is so stupid, but I went to a coffee shop the other day, and I was just standing at the counter, just kind of looking around and stuff like that, and the person was like, are you ready to order? And I said, yes, and she was like, give me like 10 minutes, and I was like, okay. And then like I sat at the table, and like 10 minutes went by, and then she finally got to me. I don't know, it's just like, it's a coffee shop.
Wait, like, time out, pause. Like, when you say coffee shop, I automatically think of like Starbucks. Like, my first question was, why the heck would it take 10 minutes to get to your order?
Yeah, it's one of those hipster coffee shops. It's not Starbucks, but because it was one person. I mean, she was kind of busy, but like, you know, go ahead.
I understand like your point because like it's just like approachable. Like, you command respect when you walk into a room.
Yeah. So,
like, even though I'm like tiny, if I were to walk into a room and you saw a dude in a suit, and if it was like, especially like it was designed, it was like a noticeable, you popped out in the room, people are not gonna flock to you. I get what you're saying. It's like my motto when I started working at Penske, because like we have like the most laid back dress code. The only thing we can't wear is jeans.
Yeah.
We can wear a khakis or whatever. And I was like, you know, like I'm a businessman now. It's like I want to get into the habit of wearing like suit attire every single day. And like everybody's like, oh, you're the best dressed man here in the office, and like stuff like that. Like, people notice it. It's like I kind of like it. Not that I like the attention, but it's just like I show up to work and I mean business every single day by the way I dress.
Because you used to do that a lot, actually.
I still do it.
No, yes. I feel like you did a lot
in college.
Well, maybe you're back on that wave, I guess. But it is like a subliminal subconscious thing. It's so weird. But yeah, I was just kind of like, man, what if I just walked here into this hipster coffee shop with a suit? I feel like she'd been like, okay, cool, I got you in 5 minutes. What do you want right now? I don't know. It's just,
yeah.
It wasn't even that busy. It wasn't even that crucial, you know? But whatever. I get it.
Along with like my belief on every man should own 3 pair of suits, I also believe that every man should have 3 pair of dress shoes to go along with them, a brown, a black, and an alternative color.
alternative color? Like what?
Like, so like me, I have brown, I have black, and then I have like a navy blue or like a darker blue. It's like if I wanted to like wear it, because like it looks kind of blackish, but like it's actually like blue, so I can like mix and match it. But like, I also believe that you should have a belt brown and black. Like, I just have like simple like beliefs.
Okay, I got everything except the third pair of shoe. What else?
Attire wise, I'm a firm believer in if you have nice cufflinks, like you should wear them. Or like if you have like, I always have like a nice design like underneath some of my dress shirts, so like I pull them back because I'm like just like rock with what you got. I'm not a fan of like, this is totally going against the wave of what our generation believes. Like everybody likes the like super tight jacket. I'm like, why? I don't believe in like, you know, like some of these NBA all-stars would wear like back in 2001, but like give yourself some breathing room.
Oh, it's yeah. Just like what?
That's just like my beliefs. I have really passionate beliefs on like business suits.
I've never actually gotten to the cufflink game.
You should.
I'm like looking at it right now, but yeah, it's definitely the next level, I guess.
I'm an avid believer. First of all, I'm not a tie, so I will preface with that, but I'll learn. But I hate ties with a passion.
Yeah, but you still wear them?
I wear them if I have to, but no, I prefer to wear my suit without a tie. I just think it looks better. I don't think just because you wear a tie, it makes you look better. Because, okay. Like, I give, like, business casual vibes. So, like, you're like, oh, he's in a suit. Like, he's, like, you know, he's ready for, like, business. Like, and I'll, like, I'm ready to go, sir. Like,
no. Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely, like, a little bit more casualness, even still with the suit, without the tie. How about that trend? I never done this, but I always saw it. And I was just like, whatever. It's, like, suits, but I don't know. It just looks like you're wearing barefoot. Like, it looks like you're wearing no socks with the shoes. Oh, it's like Sperry looking. I feel like it was a high school thing.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about wearing like the socks that like barely go above like your heel. Like those type of things. Yeah.
But like you would, like when someone wear a suit with this style, it was like you could kind of see their ankle a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like I call them the jorts. Like the dress pants with like the jorts that like show like your whole ankle and stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm about to send you a picture or something.
I know a lot of people. Okay.
On jorts or anything.
We'll understand. Like a lot of kids nowadays, like high school kids, when they would go to prom, they'd wear that type of. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I hate it.
it felt wrong, but I can't explain why.
You remember the term like flooding back in high school? Whenever you'd wear like jeans that didn't go down to at least past your ankles. Whenever like you walked. So like when you walked, you could see like a good chunk of your leg. You know how like people used to like roast people for flooding?
I have no idea.
You've never heard of that?
Must be a Houston thing.
Maybe. Podcast, let us know if you ever heard of the term flood.
Weird.
But yeah, people used to roast people for that. And like that's like kind of the same concept I have with these like high schoolers wearing this type of suit to prom.
I mean, it's a high school thing. I guess they can experiment or whatever. Did you have Nike Air Forces in junior high?
Boy, I had the white and black Air Forces ones. Yes, sir.
Why did everybody get the Nike, like the white Nike Air Force ones?
So I had the white Nike Air Force ones.
Yeah.
I had the black Air Force ones. And then I got so bougie that I had white with red trim Air Force ones. Like I was made into that already. But now the white Air Force ones got tore up so easily.
Yeah.
Like, I always felt like I was just like getting them either constantly dirty or they're just like ripping.
Yeah. You had to wear them like for special occasions or like you knew you weren't going to like. I mean, we didn't even care back then. We were just wearing them whenever.
Yeah. Did you have them?
Oh, yeah. I had the white ones. And then, I had the white ones in seventh grade, first day of school. And then the first day of school, eighth grade, I had to get the blue and white. With the blue, I guess with your red and white, I guess I had colors the next year. And so, I don't know. Those were just, everybody was just wearing them back then.
But like, looking back on it, I'm like, we really wore this basic ass shoe and it was popular. We were popular.
Yeah. All wearing those same long cargo shorts with, yeah. Junior high, we all wore the same thing, honestly.
When you hoop, did you wear the like Nike Elite socks and thought you were going to perform better because you just had the Elite socks?
I did that. I did the double sock trend where like you would wear two socks. Yeah. I don't. Looking back on it, it's just, I mean, it's just whatever. It's just, it was cool back then.
Like, we really paid like $12 for one pair of socks. I thought we was really, really going to perform.
They were, that was like before Supreme, I guess, but I don't know. Whatever. All right, let's get Sci-Fi Podcast episode 93. This podcast has around like 3,000 plays for some reason. Let's see, 93? Yeah, it is. What was I going to say? Did you watch the Oscars last night?
No, you knew the answer to that.
No, I didn't either. But I saw something where, like, they the ratings were awful. Did you see anything about that? Mm-mm. It fell, like, it fell 50%, like, just straight up off the bat. Like, that's...
Like, from year to date?
So, okay, let me see. The viewership from 2017 on, it was like 32 million, 26 million, 29 million, 23 million, and then last night, 9 million.
Wow.
That's, yeah, pretty drastic. I'm not even surprised, honestly, because no one has cared about movies this year, in the past year, right? Have you watched any movies last year? I'm not even a movie fan like that either. So I don't even like movies like that. Just give me the TV show and I'm good. But yeah, all those like Oscars and Grammys, I think everyone's kind of slowly, since we have so much options with Spotify and Apple Music, Netflix, I think those shows don't mean anything to people anymore. You know what I mean? Since we're like, we're more customized in our taste. So yeah. That's my theory about all that. Let's see. How do you feel about the, you might not feel anything, but about the single number jerseys?
I mean,
so this was interesting because Brady says he doesn't like it. I didn't even know there was an opinion on this. Like,
right.
But then I got to thinking, I was like, wait, he might have a point only with, like, just because he's been there for 20 years, I guess just knowing, like, okay, I guess when you're trying to pass and, like, you see a linebacker or, like, you see a corner, you can definitely kind of a little bit recognize who it is based on their jersey number, you know? So you kind of get that.
Yeah, I understand that, but they also wear two totally different colors.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know if that's what his debacle is, there's a bigger issue.
I get it though, but at the same time, because I don't know, if I'm Brady and I'm like throwing it, and I see my wide receiver being guarded by a number 90, I'm like, wait, is that a lineman? And then maybe he's like, oh, maybe the lineman is down there. And so he can run. I don't, you know what I mean? Like little things like that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying, but I think you're overanalyzing the heck out of it.
No, Brady even said this. Brady said this too. I don't know. I think he's onto something. But
do you think numbers are going to be that drastically different to quarterback and wide receiver success and performance?
To quarterbacks, yes. Just because I feel like their OCD is going to kick in. Just knowing like. All the linemen are number 90s. your receivers are in the 80s and teens. I don't know.
So you're just furthering the point that the NFL feeds to quarterbacks. Okay. So now they have one thing that inconvenienced them.
slight inconvenience. So I guess it's worth it. I don't know. But I feel like it won't even make a difference. But I feel like Brady would just be annoyed, if anything, just because he's just been so used to that. But yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
I feel like for wide receivers, it's going to be lit. They're going to be choosing all types of numbers.
It's going to be so weird seeing like a quarterback wearing 88. Like, doesn't even process in my brain. So I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
Who do you think the Cowboys are going to take on Thursday with their number 10 pick?
I mean, it's looking like certain dude?
Corner from Alabama.
Yeah. We need defense. So I think that's pretty obvious.
The first draft I saw, they had them taking a tight end, the Kyle Pitts guy. I was like, if we do this.
No, we do not need to do that. And we've been drafting pretty well. You know, with the whole – I think everybody thinks that Steven Jones is kind of controlling it a lot more in the past few years. I'm trying to find a mock draft. What is it? God damn. Patrick – yeah. Who do you think they're going to pick?
I think we're either going to go with the pick that she said or there's another cornerback named J.C. Horn that we either get.
J.C. Yeah, this mock draft has certain. I'm trying to find. You said J.C.?
Yeah, J-A-Y-C-E-E Horn.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Corner. Yeah, I don't know. It's like kind of. I feel like it's a lot of offense type of draft this year. And so, it's a good year to try to pick defense. What is it? This draft is going to be kind of interesting. This is the most I've been interested in the draft in a while just because it's more quarterback oriented and everything.
I saw like the projected top three picks are supposed to be quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Where the heck did Zach Wilson come from? And how did Mac Jones go from your starter at Alabama to about to be the starting quarterback of the Niners?
I don't know.
Or like Trey Lance. Dude went to North Dakota State. Now they're talking about he could be the number three pick possibly.
Yeah, I have no idea why those guys get brought up. Especially Mac Jones. That was so random. Who would have thought Mac Jones and Justin Fields would switch as like – 2 and 3 or 2 and 4. Justin Fields is just getting killed, I feel like.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you like Justin Fields?
Yes, I do, actually. I think he has a lot of potential. I mean, his passing can be worked on, but, like, I think he's a dual threat. I think he's just as capable of having success. I think – this is my personal opinion. I think Trevor Lawrence doesn't know what hardship is, and the NFL is going to – humble him. That's my opinion. But I think like you put Justin Fields in like a New England type of offense, like getting work with Bill Belichick, I think you do good there.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen rumors that the Patriots are trying to trade up for us for a quarterback, just a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. I like Devontae Smith. I think that's my favorite player in this. I hope we land somewhere good. But are you a Devontae Smith fan?
I don't really know so much about him to get an opinion.
Oh, the wide receiver dude from Alabama.
Oh yeah. Never mind.
Dominated the whole championship.
I do know of him. I just forgot about him.
Yeah. The way he dominated that championship just made me a fan. I was like, I've never seen this much of a dominant performance in a while. Can't even think of any of the others, but
and like he's not that tall and he's not that like big, but he's still dominant.
It's such a cool story. But yeah, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, Zach Wilson seems to be the number two quarterback.
I totally forgot they traded Sam Darnold to Carolina.
Yeah. I like that for Sam Darnold. Do you like Sam Darnold at all?
Okay. I think Sam Darnold has, like, moments. I just don't see consistency out of him. I put him in the Daniel Jones category.
I feel that. That's pretty cool. But, I mean, that team is going to be interesting because, I mean, Christian McCaffrey – What receivers over there, I feel like? I don't know. But I feel like that's a very offensive-led team, especially with McCaffrey and that Baylor coach, Matt Rhule. But and then throwing a quarter, like a really good quarterback, pretty good quarterback with Christian McCaffrey, that's going to open up a lot. I can't even name who was the quarterback last year for the Panthers.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay, but I feel like he gets injured a lot.
Teddy Bridgewater is boosted.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else in the draft? I'm just kind of interested to see what the Patriots do because they might act – because they've never been this high up there. And – you know, I hear rumors that, like, oh, they're going to run it back with Cam Newton. But I don't know. I don't know how good true is that. So, I feel like they're going to sneak one and pick a quarterback. What do you think?
Justin Fields, that's my pick.
Really? Okay. Okay, cool. Let's see. Yeah, always, I don't know why, but, I mean, the Zach Wilsons of the world, the Mac – no, the Zach Wilsons, the Trey Lances of the world, just give me weird vibes, like Carson Wentz vibes, you know, like from small colleges.
Yeah.
Like some small colleges are just kind of a little weird to me because, well, am I supposed to be afraid of a North Dakota State quarterback? Like, I guess, yes, every now and then there's going to be –
I mean, like a big band, Tony Romo.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's just also extremely different from basketball because that rarely happens where, like, a top five pick is from Davidson, you know. But
I feel like it's becoming more common-ish now with, like, Markel Fultz went to Washington. John Morant went to Murray State. Like, yeah. I feel like it's a little more common.
Yeah, that's true.
Cade Cunningham went to Oklahoma State. Like, these aren't premier basketball programs by any means.
They're not like North Dakota State or Delaware, but I don't know.
I get for saying.
Yeah. What else? Let's see. Yeah, any topics or anything?
The Lakers need LeBron back bad.
Oh. Yeah, they're scared of the Mavericks.
They're not scared. Y'all won two. So I knew you were going to say this. Y'all won two.
They're scared of the Mavs. That's what you're saying, basically.
Congratulations. You won two games.
You know, I think if the Mavs get the 5 seed, Luka should be MVP. Yes, he's the only elite player on these like great teams that's played the whole season. What?
Okay, a 5 seed. No, a 5 seed in this year's West is not that impressive.
It's pretty good. It's Jokic is the lead or the front runner at the 4 seed. So,
I mean, so like. For me, like, I understand, like, where you're coming from. I definitely think he deserves to be in the conversation. These are the same people that are saying Steph, you know, deserves MVP because he's having, like, crazy numbers. I'm just like,
we all knew that was stupid.
My problem with the MVP in the NBA is There is no consistency by how it
there is
every single year it is different. Let's take James Harden. You know, and whenever Steph Curry won his two MVPs, the year that Rockets fans saw that he was snubbed was like, well, we had the better record and all that stuff. And then that year afterward, we felt he got snubbed was they were saying, well, it's based on actual numbers and like performance. So it's like, what is the metric that an MVP is measured in the National Basketball Association?
Yeah, it's always the opposite of Harden, honestly. But, I mean, I don't think Luka's going to win it just because the narrative, it's always about the narrative. It's always about the hype with the MVP. But I think it's kind of a little bit late for Luka to get the hype back, unless, I mean, the Mavs go on a 10-game win streak to end the season. That could be kind of cool. But I think the Lakers will be fine. Because you want LeBron at 100%. Like, if whatever LeBron wants to do, let him do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it will be tough if they do get the 6th seed. That's why those two games against Dallas were tough. Because, I mean, this would be a whole different ballgame if they had won those two games. Because, like, I know the Lakers would rather play the Nuggets than the Clippers in the first round.
Right. I think they'll end up beating the 4 or the 5. I'm not too worried about it, just because Denver still has – they're without Jamal, and I don't trust the Mavericks. They're too inconsistent.
Yeah.
To actually go on the most street. So I'm not terribly worried. I just think that – I think AD needs LeBron.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. What is it? The Nuggets. Okay. Because, I mean, yes, the Nuggets and Clippers, they're not like crazy matchups. But as a first round matchup, especially against the Clippers, I feel like that's definitely tough because you want to pace yourself. You want like for the second round, third round, finals.
My dream scenario would be they play the Nuggets first round. Then you get the Clippers, then you'll deal with the Jazz. I'm not worried about Utah. I don't care what these people are telling me. I am not buying into Utah.
Well, if they're the 5 seed, it's going to be Nuggets. They'll be playing Nuggets and then Jazz.
Oh, Nuggets, yeah, sorry. Nuggets, Jazz, then Clippers. You're right. I'm not worried about the Jazz.
I mean, I'm not worried about them either, but if it's going to be Clippers and then the Jazz, like, geez.
Yeah, they're going to be at Jazz. That's why Nuggets, Jazz, Clippers.
Yeah. Not scared of the Jazz.
And this is the coming of what, the 2014-2015 Atlanta Hawks.
It could be the 2014-15 Golden State Warriors, though.
They're expected to win the title.
Yeah, they were not expected
in 2015. Yes, the first year
they were not.
When LeBron came back, they were the favorites.
Okay, yes, but not in the Western Conference playoffs. But whatever. They weren't like heavy favorites.
You're talking about OKC. Okay, OKC.
Yeah, OKC, the Spurs. Like, that was like that era, but whatever. I do have a gut feeling that the Clippers or the Bucks will be in the NBA Finals. Or at least, like, what am I trying to say? I always am very scared of teams that have no pressure and that have been through, like, a lot of negative that are still, like, pretty good. You know, like, still up there, elite.
You would sit here and say the Clippers and Bucks have no pressure on them. Obviously,
they do not have pressure on them.
The most pressure is on the Lakers and the Nets, obviously.
Yes.
But the Clippers have to answer for last year.
It's no like one cares about the Clippers, though. If the Clippers lose in the first round, no one's going to care.
I don't take them serious. I don't care that they added DeMarcus Cousins.
I totally forgot about that. But, yeah, I mean, the Clippers and the Bucks, they don't have like, what I'm saying, like, if they lose in the first round, if the Bucks lose in the first round, they're going to be like, oh, same old, same old. Yeah, yeah. But, like, you know.
They're like your theory of low expectations.
Yeah. So, it's just like. And honestly, I think the Bucks are better than the last 2 years because I think Giannis is a lot more relaxed. I think the MVP pressure really got to him. And the Drew Holiday. And I think the acquisition of PJ Tucker was very underrated for that Bucks team. Because that Bucks team, like, they were always kind of wimpy to me the past year. Like, they didn't feel like they had any grit or toughness. And I think PJ is the definition of that right now. But I feel like the Bucks will make the NBA Finals if Harden is hurt. If Harden doesn't play. That's what I'm going to say.
I think the Nets have two bad matchups where they don't allow against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Giannis.
Same. That's the other two teams, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in the Sixer series, who the freak is stopping Joel Embiid?
I mean, I guess you could contain him, I guess. But no, I see what you're saying.
They haven't done that this season.
Yeah.
And then I honestly think, like, if the Bucks had the dude that went to Atlanta because of the trade thing, whatever his name is.
Oh, that Bogdanovich?
Yeah. They would be super deadly. Shooters everywhere. But I do like the Bucks roster because I agree with that. I think the Bucks, even though we roasted them during the offseason this season because they didn't get better or what we thought was better besides the addition of Drew Holiday, they are significantly better than the last two playoff runs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they choked that 0-2 lead or 2-0 lead to Toronto 2 years ago. They have, like, this team.
Yeah, I think so. But I wonder.
Drew Holiday's gonna appreciate it.
Yeah, I think so. What is it? The Bucks, Sixers. I've been saying this. Like, I think the number one seed in the East is the most valuable seed right now, just because, like, the drop off of playing the Hornets and then the Knicks as your first two rounds is very different from, like, the 2 and 3. Because, like, even their first round matchup is going to be tough because it's looking like the Celtics and the Heat will be the 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, right now for the Bucks as a 3 seed, they would play the Celtics and then the Sixers. So, I don't know. I think that's a lot more tougher than the number one seed. But who do you think is going to win the number one seed? Or, like, what's your top three is going to finish out?
Okay. I haven't looked at the standings in a while. Read the top 4 seeds and read how many games they're behind the ones or each other.
Well, the Knicks are, but it's a big gap. Okay. The Nets are 41-20. The Sixers are 39-21. Wait, let me just read the games back.
Yeah, I was like, why are you doing all these records?
The Sixers are 1.5 games back from the Nets, number one. Mm-hmm. And then the Bucks are 3.5 games behind the Nets.
I think it's more important for
Philly to get 3.5.
I think it's more important for the 2 seed Philadelphia 76ers to get the 1 seed.
But who do you think is going to get it?
Kyrie and KD are healthy, right? But James Harden's not.
Yeah.
KD came off the bench and dropped 36.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's Brooklyn.
I thought last week it was going to be the Bucks, Nets, and then Sixers. But the Nets just keep being annoying just because everyone is hurt on that team, and they just keep throwing players in, just like, who can play, y'all play, and they win by 10. It's just, like, even with the Harden injury and before KD came back and it was just Kyrie, they were still winning by, like, 10, 20 points. It's they remind me of an AAU team. Just like in the summers, it's like, who can play? All right, five out there, cool, we're good. Yeah, I think the Nets are just going to limp to number one seed. It's pretty wild how – because, you know, I'm not – they can just outscore the other team. Like, who cares about defense? Like, I think 4 out of 7 times, I think that would be pretty easy to outscore the other team. But I don't know. All I know is that I do think they need Harden for sure to win the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Because KD and Kyrie, yes, they are elite, but I think this whoever they play in the Eastern Conference Finals will have a chance against them. But Kyrie, I just think they can do KD and Harden and just win. Because that duo is just wild to me. What else? Got any other last second topics?
No.
I got one more. We'll wrap it up. Okay. Very. I had an introspective thoughts. What do you call it? So, like, you know, looking for like employment situations. Remember back in the day, we'd always be like, oh yeah, I want to work in LA. I want to work in New York. You know what I mean? That type of thing. And I mean, I always had a feeling because I would always say that too, but would they like, but it is expensive, you know? But I think that gets lost as soon as you find how much like rent is. Mm-hmm. And because I think people get that confused with vacation. Because I think people just want a vacation to LA, New York, which yes, but not live there. And I think that's perfectly way better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I live in Dallas. I don't visit Dallas attractions every week, every month. Like it's just kind of different. So do you have any like thoughts about that?
I think that everybody has like that fantasy land where they want to live in like LA, New York and stuff like that. But like whenever it comes into reality, like you'd be poor living there. Fresh yeah. out of college, like trying to find this job. So like I do think people think more like they'll be happier there and like all that stuff, but like just because you're in like that desired spot does not mean you will be happy.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to sound like a downer, like I'm not like, oh, don't do your fantasy, but I think you just have to readjust your dream. Like it's way better to vacation. What
I'm a firm believer in like altering your dreams. Like
yeah.
you may not get to like that location that you want to go to, but like you can still achieve the things where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. And if you really want to go to LA, go there for a week or go there for a weekend for fun. And then that's like the hack. You know what I mean? So I was looking up like taxes and stuff. I've known this, but I was looking at like the exact amount. And I was seeing like Texas is like you keep, you know, for everything under like 100K, it's like Texas, you keep 78% of your income. In LA and New York, you keep like from anywhere from 67 to 70%. So it's like a whole like 8 to 10% difference. And Dallas and Houston are just very big, cool cities as well. So it's very interesting how much of a difference that is. Yeah, so I think sometimes I get lost in my Dallas and Texas mind. You know what I mean? Like, we've been here all our life, so we're just like, we don't know
what life is like outside of it.
But we would be a little bit miserable in, like, another big city.
Right, but, like, also, like, break down what the statistic that you just told me is, like, think if you have kids, that 8 to 10% difference is huge.
Mm-hmm. And that goes from restaurants too. If restaurants are more expensive in other states. So it's your whole lifestyle. So I don't know. It's always kind of interesting to see all that. And it gets even more crazy the more you make. I was just throwing numbers out there because I was like, all right, what if you made like 250K? In New York and LA, it's like you keep 50 to 55% of that. In Texas, you keep like 68%. That's a whole like 15% difference. So I was just like, geez. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. So I'm all about living somewhere cheap, but also like, I, like Texas is the perfect ratio of everything. You know what I mean? So, and then vacation other places. So that's my whole thing. I had like a little, I like looked up the stats and all, but whatever. You have any thoughts?
You just get more like bang for your buck here. So like you can spend more leisurely, like on vacations, if that's what you choose to do. As well, versus like you don't make as much income in like these states, such as California, New York. So like, one, you can't travel much, and two, you have to be so much more conscious of your budget and your income.
Yeah.
Like I have like a friend that lives in like California. They're like paying like 2,000 plus for like a 2-bedroom house. And like, I was like, oh no. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. All of that just makes me want to just stay my parents for a while. Longer. But especially like I'm in a great city in Grand Prairie. Like I'm in between Dallas and Fort Worth. I don't know. It's just
I'm in no rush to
have until it's gone or something. You know, that type of thing. But
I'm in like no rush to like get out of here because I was like, I am living nice. I'm collecting, you know, checks, and I'm not have to use it towards rent or anything. Like I am living nice. Like when I do leave, I will be set.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I was thinking the other day, I think that's like a generation thing as well, because I feel like the last generation, they were so like, oh, I got to move out. I got to be on my own. The whole like student loan generation, you know, did you think that was a trend back in the day? I feel like it was like looked down upon to be at your parents.
Yeah. I'm trying to like think, cause like, I don't have like the luxury, neither do you really. Like, I don't have like one generation of parents. Like my household skips a whole generation. It's like I have baby boomers.
Yeah, well, so, like with my siblings, they had to move out like quick, like 21 years old, 22, and they eventually moved back in to save money. So I don't want to do that. That'd be horrible. Like being on my own, like have my own apartment, everything, and then
that's degrading.
Yeah,
like you thought you could do it but you couldn't, so now you're back at square one. It's your parents.
Yeah. I mean I remember sharing a bunk bed with my 23 year old brother when I was like 10, but
what you look like at 10 years old coming home? Me and my brother share a room.
Yeah, I mean they're all back when I was in like early elementary. I don't know, but I think that gets unnecessary hate sometimes, but I think our generation kind of broke that stigma a little bit. But yeah, I think that's about it. That's all I got. You got anything else?
No.
You have a song of the week? You don't listen to music anymore.
No, there's one song. I actually listened to it today. I do listen to music. Don't.
Oh, yeah, you got Spotify now. You're aficionado now. Yeah,
I'm different now.
Okay. Spotify, Josh.
Yeah. There was one song today I listened to. It was by Alicia Keys and Khalid. I forgot what it's called, but that's my song of the week.
Alicia Keys and Khalid.
I want to say it was called So Done, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I see it right here. Interesting. Do you have an album or something?
That's my mood for the pandemic.
Alicia Keys. So done. Gotcha. Cool. Let's see. Song of the week, What's Up, featuring Young Thug, by Cordae. Naomi's Osaka's a
Boo thing.
But let's see. You like that couple?
Yeah, I stand. I mean, I would never in a million years think that Naomi Osaka would be with
Cordae. I will say I crushed on Naomi for sure.
We know.
I told you this, right? Yeah. I was one of the first to know about that whole relationship. Cause I always remember like seeing Cordae in her comments. And I was like, this is a very random person to be under her comments. So yeah, so I remember I'm a hipster to that relationship. But all right, shout outs. You have a shout out? Shout out to Dallas.
Shout out to H.
Stay cheap. Yeah, hopefully it does. Let's see. All right, that's about it. You about to sleep?
Sleep? No.
I might. I'm going to take a nap. Yeah.
5 or 7 p.m.
Yes. Like a 15, 30 minute nap, something like that.
You might as well just wait till you go to bed earlier.
We'll see. Whatever. All right. Well, see you around.
All right. Peace.